This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Air Force released video it said showed an airdrop of humanitarian aid over Gaza on Wednesday from two planes. More humanitarian aid was being airdropped by multiple countries into Gaza during the first couple of days of Ramadan, when Muslims around the world fast during the day. The Israeli offensive in Gaza has displaced most of Gaza's 2.3 million people and led to critical shortages of food, water, and medicine. The United Nations estimates about a quarter of the population risk starvation, and the trickle of aid is barely scratching the surface of daily needs. A senior official in the European Union is highlighting similarities in the Ukraine-Russia and Israel-Gaza conflicts while saying starvation in Gaza is man-made. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
In a Tuesday address before the UN Security Council, top European Union official Josep Borrell links aid to Ukraine and Gaza. Borrell adds, both Ukraine and the Gaza conflict constitute humanitarian crises. Crises, he says, which are not natural disasters, not a flood, not an earthquake, but man-made.
When we look for alternative ways of providing support by sea or by air, we have to remind that we have to do it because the natural way of providing support through roads is being closed, artificially closed.
I'm Charles Deledesma.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin's remarks that Russia is technically ready for nuclear war. Adrian Watson, a spokesperson for the National Security Council, issued a statement saying Russia's nuclear rhetoric has been reckless and irresponsible throughout this conflict. This is